8:20 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Wednesday. Wednesday is, of course, the midweek. And midweeks every other week means a midweek chat with Shirley DeRouge. She's the executive director of Downtown Du Bois, Inc. And we are always happy to have Shirley in the studio to talk about what in the world is going on in Downtown Du Bois. Shirley, good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Great to have you here once again. And we are heading into the fall season. We are post Labor Day now, the unofficial end to summer. We know we still have a few more weeks of summer, but we've got all kinds of neat things coming up here for the fall season, including in just 2.5 weeks.
I know.
Two big events downtown, right?
Yes. I feel like it sort of snuck up on us quickly.
here it is.
Yeah, we have our Jammin' on Jard Festival Friday, September 19th, and then we have our annual Grapes and Hops Walk the very next day on Saturday, September 20th.
Yeah, and you don't need tickets for Jammin' on Jard, but you do need tickets for the Grapes and Hops event. So tell us how we could get those.
The tickets, they are available at participating locations, Deja Brew Coffee House, Merle Norman Boutique, Winery at Wilcox, and the Public House on Jard, but they're also available on Big Deals.
Yeah, DuBoisBigDeals.com. You can get them there as well. And could they run out? Is there that possibility, or are they limitless?
Well, I was told this morning that they're running low on the Big Deal ones. So
we encourage you, if you even have an inkling that you want to attend Grapes and Hops, be sure to get those tickets as quickly as you can.
Yes. And we anticipate having some available the night of to purchase at the door.
Okay. Sounds great. Shirley, I wanted to talk to you about a significant opportunity that came up last week for the Chamber of Commerce luncheon. Yes. They had Congressman Glenn G.T. Thompson here. And, you know, Jody August and I were talking about the fact that, that's a rare treat, because Congressman Thompson, it's not that he's trying to ignore us, but he has such a large territory in northern Pennsylvania that he needs to cover. He doesn't often get into our area. So that was a neat opportunity. And I understand you had a chance to bend Congressman Thompson's ear for a little bit.
I did. Prior to the start of the event, I got an opportunity to step off aside and have a very nice conversation with him for a few minutes. And it was about our downtown designation.
Super.
Because the night before, I received a really nice phone call informing me that our application is ready to move forward and that I needed to reach out to our legislators and make them aware of this because they will be called upon for support.
Sure.
That they actually, you know, are supportive of our mission and our designation. And also for planning of the event, because once we receive designation, the official designation, then there will be a big media presentation. I know Lewistown, they were the most recent, and the governor came to town, and it was a big celebration type event because I don't think people realize just how important our designation is, not just for us in the downtown, but our entire community. And with the state that we're in right now, different places closing down, leaving the area, it's something that is positive, but will also be enticing to bring new businesses in. Like, okay, you're putting all this effort into revitalizing your downtown and your state recognized. And, you know, it does play a huge factor in our area's success.
Absolutely. So. And it's so good to have the support of our, not only our local representatives and our state representatives, but also having a federal official like that
in Congressman Thompson. Yes, and he is fully supportive.
I'm sure he is.
Said, whatever I need of him, he will take care of and handle and do. So that was, it was very nice.
Well, that is super. Another big part of the designation process and just you know, downtown Dubois looking ahead and into the future is the Downtown Matters projects that have been put into place. And sometimes, you know, when an undertaking that large is undertaken, you can kind of get off to a start and then everybody kind of forgets about it. So refresh our minds. When we say Downtown Matters, that has some significant meaning, doesn't it? And what does it mean as far as the project is concerned?
Downtown matters because our downtown does matter. Exactly. Our small business owners matter. Our downtown residents, our visitors, they all matter. And we're trying to create an environment that they want to gravitate towards and spend time in and feel welcomed and feel it create a good sense of feeling being in our downtown.
Yeah.
And so part of that, and it ties in with our designation, is three large projects, but we have to fundraise in order to apply for the grants because we have to come up with matching funds.
There's three, but they're not free.
No, they're anything but free. Oh my gosh. they're quite costly, actually.
Well, everything is.
You wouldn't think so. You're thinking, okay, put some sheds on a lot, but there's the cost of the sheds, and then obviously everything that goes inside of the sheds that aren't part of the built in nature of, plus then you have excavating and you have permits and you have electrical and you have all these different elements that come together, and it's costly. But then those sheds will be available for small startup business owners, small entrepreneurs that can give their business idea an opportunity to see if it actually is a sustainable business plan, all of that. The banks are on board for working with those businesses to help build a business history so they can then take that information to then apply for lines of credit and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's just a matter of getting the funds to complete these projects. Sure. And we're sort of tied up right now with the sheds. The sheds are built, but we need the excavating done. Okay. So we're trying to raise those funds to at least get them in place so then we can start that program for the small businesses. But then we have two other
projects.
Once that one's done, we're moving on to the others.
Well, and that's the way to do it. And everything, you know, worthwhile projects cost money. They cost, they take time. If people are listening and maybe they're taking interest, how can they get involved?
Yes. We are looking for project partners. So let's say you do have a landscaping or excavating company and you have supplies or the labor that you, instead of making a financial contribution, you can make a sort of like a labor service type contribution to the organization. And obviously we will then highlight you as a major contributor to the project, a major sponsor. That's one way. Obviously, financial contributions greatly help. Again, that will help us go for these grants to complete the projects. And volunteers, we're always looking for volunteers.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think a lot of people realize a lot of our organizations here in our community, we're pulling from the same 20 volunteers.
Yeah, true.
So those people are stretched thin. Yeah. And sometimes we just need somebody for like 5 hours. Uh-huh. But again, there's a shortage of volunteers. So if anybody would like to volunteer, please reach out. We would love to have you.
Okay. Shirley, unfortunately, we have a shortage of time here this morning. but always a wealth of information and a nice dose of excitement. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
It's not Easter time, but things are hopping in downtown Dubois, right?
Yes, they are.
All right. Shirley DeRouge, thank you for that update on Downtown Dubois, Inc.